just made that you signed a letter without constituent input. That's just a lack of commitment to the community. And number two, I want to commend you for wearing a blue shirt tonight. And the cause which we're here for, to stop seismic testing. So thank you for being on our side.
Linda,
yep.
Slaymaker. Linda?
Right here.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. My name is Linda Slaymaker. I'm a recent resident here, not too long ago. I live at 722 Cutter Court. I am a homeowner, a resident, and a voter. And I strongly oppose seismic testing in our ocean waters. The Curie Beach Town guidelines provide primary duty to promote and protect the public health, safety, and general welfare of this community. Curie Beach has become a model for environmental responsibility, and you can see our values in how we have spent our tax dollars. Just take a walk down our boardwalk, and you'll see boardwalk lights designed to protect sea turtles, specialty trash bins for care of seabirds and safety of people and the beauty of the beach. You'll see the new community center there with its clean water conservation system for health of our citizens, guests, and our ocean life. Undergrounding of utilities going on right now to protect our citizens from the dangers of storms. These are our tax dollars at work, spent wisely, protecting our environment that gives us our beautiful, clean, and healthy lifestyle. The proposed seismic testing is rooted in greed. Do not be conned with the temptation of promised income from this testing, the first step to permanency. Remember that because of our ocean and our beaches, our population more than doubles with tourist season. Families come from in-state and out-of-state every year. So first consider the cost. How much money would it take to continually provide beach cleanup from dead fishes and mammals, and the money and years of work to try to recapture lost businesses and lost tourist dollars? Once lost, always lost. So now is the time to say no to the seismic testing. We have a small township, and some may think it would be easy to start their big plans here. But we must look to alternatives that will continue to protect and promote the welfare of our citizens, our visitors, our ocean, our marine life, our beaches. Say no to this destructive quest for oil. Say yes to alternative energy sources. Thank you.
Clark, Slaymaker.
How are you tonight? My name is Clark Slaymaker. I go by Dan. I'm also a current resident of Curie Beach, 722 Cutter Court. We moved to Curie Beach for the tranquility of the ocean and the beaches and the community lifestyle. I'm very concerned with the preservation of our ocean, marine life, and our beaches. I spent military service time in the Navy on the destroyer, USS Barton. And for any submarine warfare they practice, we would drop depth charges. Those depth charges, I've witnessed, resulted in killing of fish and sea life. With dead marine life on and under the water surface, explosions or loud sounds disturb, damage, and kill marine life. We here in North Carolina have the advantage of beautiful beaches and the ocean with boating, fishing, swimming, and family beach activities. We must be wise and protect businesses and the pleasure that thus provides us. We oppose anything that harms nature or marine life, our ocean, our beaches, and our major source of income from this nature. Remember Curie Beach, and indeed the entire North Carolina coast exists as we know it because of the ocean, its marine life, and the beaches, and that is why we must protect our natural resources from man-made disasters. Say no to seismic testing now.
Kathleen Bayless.
Bailey.
Bailey, sorry. Kathleen?
Kathleen could not be here tonight, so I...
Then you got... No.
I have an email from Nancy Avery stating that I can. It's permissible as long as I'm...
She's not here either.
Reading an email?
I'm reading her...
You're not going to extemporalize, correct?
Huh?
Okay. You're not going to extemporalize.
I'm not. I'm reading. Here it is.
She can read the email. Okay, that's fine. Thank you. I just want to make sure...
Let's talk!
Kathleen,
Excuse me.
That's what we're trying to do, ma'am.
Y'all need to be quiet.
Okay, this letter is written by Kathleen Bailey's 126 Clement Tree Lane, Curie Beach. I'm writing after reading the article about your support for seismic testing off the shores of North Carolina. I understand newspaper reports aren't always exactly accurate, so if you were misquoted, please let me know. According to the article, you said, my job as mayor is to preserve every revenue stream open to the city. And as long as it's a way to make money for the town, I don't care. As a citizen of Curie Beach, I do not expect nor want my mayor pursuing every revenue stream open to the city. While I can't speak for others, I suspect most of our neighbors would expect and hope that you and the other town commissioners would explore all the options but pursue only those that will support both the long-term economic and environmental health of the town. There are many ways I could propose Curie Beach raise funds, many of which I'd wager you would oppose because the money generated would not be worth the larger problems that would be created by the new economic engine. There is too much still unknown about the effects of seismic testing on the fishing stock and other ocean inhabitants. What we do know is damage to the oceans will cause damage to us. And it's not just environmental damage, it's economic damage. Beach renourishment won't be worth much if the ocean is no longer a safe and attractive place. I'm not suggesting that seismic testing will single-handedly destroy the ocean and its inhabitants, and as a result, our tourist trade, but it is reasonable to believe it will cause additional harm. How much harm, we don't know. But that's the key point. We don't know. We shouldn't use ignorance as a blessing for moving ahead with a practice, while not proven, certainly has reasonable indicators of being problematic. Finally, why are we still willing to put our natural resources at risk when our country is now producing much more energy than we use? Of course, those who stand to profit from it will make a mighty effort to be allowed to continue profit. Don't get me wrong, I lean toward capitalism and do not believe it's a sin to make an honest profit. However, it is deplorable to allow a few to profit by using and ruining public resources such as the ocean, that in time will lessen the quality for us all. As my public representatives, I hope you will reconsider your support for seismic testing.
Dr. James Craig, is he here?
Well, my name is Jim Craig, and I have a home in Curie Beach. And
tell her your address.
What?
Tell her your address.
Tell her your address. Address?
121 North 5th. Right over here.
The historic district. You're in the historic district, will make good.
Yeah, okay. So I've been, I'm here to get my spiel here because I've been a fisherman and a surfer all my life, which is pretty mom. And the reason I live in Curry is because of the ocean. And I'm in the ocean all the time. I surfed yesterday and on a paddleboard, dolphins swam by. The last thing that I would like to see is this place wrecked, or any place. But I have worked in the business or the government for 30 something years before I retired. I have a PhD in oceanography. So those are all my credentials for speaking every day. And I think that what I see is that a lot of people are afraid of what could come and the threat, and whether the seismic programs leading to drilling and all these things. And I think what would help is to have more of a rational dialogue when people understood the facts, how the operations work, and what protections are made. And I've seen that. I'm from an area that was very fortunate to have a lot of local gas, basically pay for the state, had no reason pads or anything. I've seen the benefits. And there's also risks, and it works both ways. But I think what is the problem, what is one problem is there's a lot of misinformation or lack of information. And as I read through this brochure, again with my background, I can find misrepresentations on virtually every page, and which does a disservice to y'all because it scares you. You're afraid. You're holding up the signs, and you're afraid about dead dolphins washing up on the beach. And I feel the same way. But I think you owe it to yourself before you make a firm stand on this sort of thing to use this information and dig deeper into their references and read the information. And since we're talking about dolphins, one thing that caught my eye, this is one example, but one thing caught my eye, there's something about Peru and the dolphins, dead dolphins and porpoises in Peru. I see a lot of signs out there about dead dolphins. Well, my wife, who gets tired of me yapping about this stuff, it took her about a minute to Google the original article. And in fact, dead dolphins did wash up on the beach in Peru. But when they looked at the situation,
He had 16 seconds. So thank you all very much.
When they looked at it, the seismic survey started. The dolphins were washing on the beach before the seismic survey started. So what I would say, that's one example. There's a lot more in the book. Use the references. Read what they say.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thanks. Jordan Cohen.
What's his name?
Where's Jordan? Jordan? Oh, there you are.
Hi. My name is Jordan Cohen. I'm a technologist. I've been in speech and acoustics and signals for 40 years.
This is
a real. It's 1098 North 4th Avenue. It's on the sign-up sheet. I must tell you, I want to do, get your pencils out, I want to do a little bit of engineering. OSHA requires you to have hearing protection if you are in a sound field greater than 100 dB. The things that we're talking about in total range are 200 dB. The difference is a factor of a million in the amount of power. So biological systems are very sensitive to sound, and you are no different. If you were in 200 dB, you would be dead. So I have three things I want to say. One, 200 dB sound is biologically fatal. The position of the oil companies doesn't pass the smell test. The Navy is not allowed to do sonar testing at 150 decibels unless they clear the area of biological animals. That's by law. And the fact that you can't do sonar testing on the West Coast is not an accident. Second, the method that the oil companies are telling you they want to use is stupid. There are much better methods, like putting sonar sensors on the bottom of the ocean, I'm not against testing, and I'm not even against drilling. I'm against doing it in a stupid way. If you put sensors on the bottom of the ocean, they give you much better pictures, they're much more efficient, it costs more money. Too bad. So I believe the support of the current policy is both scientifically and politically malfeasance. And I hope that the Township Committee will refuse to support the mayor's position. Thank you very much.
Dan Bell.
My name is Dan Bell. I live at 950 Bimbo White in Fury Beach. First thing I want to say, which is kind of an add-on to what I was going to say, is to echo what Dr. Craig said on addressing this next council. Dialogue before decision. You should have had a conversation before the letter was signed. Second, classic risk-reward analysis. What are we risking? We're going toward drilling. I mean, that's the point, right? The revenue stream, the money that floats down. What's the risk? What's the reward? The risk is cataclysmic. The risk is the eradication of this island. Picture a 32-foot surge from Sandy and add a little oil to it. And what it's done? Eradication. The people down in the Gulf Coast, they didn't see it coming. 400 miles of people that are still trying to get a handle on it. And what's the reward? This little bit of float down that make up. That's the reward. And why is drilling so important? Is it based on good information? Well, first of all, by 2010, according to the CEO of ExxonMobil, the United States will be oil independent. Oil independent. Second thing, and it's all over the oil industry information, is that they are lobbying Congress now to change the law that's been in effect for 40 years that prohibits the exportation of most types of crude oil. And why do they do that? Because they are literally going to be awash in oil. The oil fields in North Dakota and Texas are producing far more oil than they ever expected. And the third thing is, the amount of oil that is a projection at this time of the amount of oil that's in the Atlantic is something like 3.3 billion gallons. Now that's a huge number. But in oil, that's nothing. The main producer at the Bakken oil field in North Dakota projects 24 billion. 24 billion. So the need to risk all the environmental damage that we've heard tonight, all the economic damage, all the uprooting of this beautiful place, and not just this place, but all up and down the East Coast, the risk to do that, to have the opportunity to drill a measly 3.3 billion is ludicrous. It's nonsense. So we need to
Thank you, Dan. Thank you. Kathy Hartkopf. Ah, there you go.
I'm coming.
Here's the people, Dee!
Kathy Hartkopf.
Yes, I'm coming. Excuse me.
No, she was asking. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Nancy was asking.
Good evening. My name is Kathy Hartkopf. I'm visiting you tonight from Hillsboro, North Carolina. I work with the North Carolina Freedom Works. Freedom Works was founded in 1984. and has hundreds of thousands of grassroots activists nationwide. Freedom Works activists stand together in pursuit of lower taxes, less government, and more individual freedom. I'm here tonight on behalf of our more than 1,100 activists in New Hanover, our several hundred thousand activists in surrounding counties, and our more than 32,000 activists across North Carolina. We stand in favor of seismic studies off our coastline. The latest seismic data is more than 30 years old. The predictions that several speakers have spoken of, 30 years old. That's not reliable data. In order to understand our offshore potential, new seismic studies simply must be done. Offshore oil and gas exploration offer an excellent opportunity to our state, and more, most specifically to our coastal communities, in terms of job creation, yes, and revenue. New seismic data would allow stakeholders to truly understand the potential economic and employment boost that could occur through offshore exploration. On a more personal note, I would like to thank you for your stewardship of this beautiful beach. Over the years, our family has spent many wonderful days along this very coastline. Much has been said tonight and has been said in recent weeks about the possible harm that seismic testing might bring. I want you to know that personally, I would never support something that I truly believe would significantly harm our oceans. I grew up in Pamlico County, just a little up the coast on Buse Creek Island. My grandfather was a commercial fisherman. All of my peoples, all of them, were commercial fishermen. I spent my college summers making money on the local shrimp dock. My husband and I, for more than 20 years, have been avid scuba divers. Our oldest daughter was scuba certified last summer. Her younger sister plans to be scuba certified this upcoming summer. As individuals, we all draw strengths from different things. I draw much of my strength from the ocean. When I need strength, I go home. I go to...
Thank you.
May I ask Nancy a question?
Yes.
Could you tell me again the name of the organization you represent?
Freedom Works.
Yes, ma'am. North Carolina Freedom Works.
Okay. And how many members do you have in Curie Beach?
I don't know those numbers. We have more than 1,100 in New Hanover County.
But you don't know how many in Curie Beach?
I do not.
Or North Carolina. Could you give me that information? How many in Curie Beach and Carolina Beach?
Okay, I certainly could.
Thank you for your time.
Roxanne Kirkwright. Y'all try to quit acting like animals around here.
My name is Roxanne Kirkwright.
Hold on a second.
What kind of activist are you talking about? Roxanne Kirkwright, 111 Seventh Avenue, Curie Beach. I want to address the council tonight because...
Mike, please.
Can you hear me? I want to address the council tonight because Mayor Lambeth's approval of seismic testing in the Atlantic Ocean does not represent me and my position on the matter. I oppose seismic testing. I believe it's a destructive and killing exercise. We've heard that it's from Brady Bradshaw tonight, it's damaging to whales and dolphins. It reduces fish catches by 40-80%. But it's only a first step down the road to oil and gas drilling. We all know there's big money in oil and gas, but fossil fuels are not the only way to bring money and jobs to North Carolina. They aren't the only way to produce energy in North Carolina either. Clean renewable energy sources are much safer, smarter, more modern, alternatives like solar, wind, hydro, tidal, wave, biofuel, biomass. Oil and gas is 20th century. Time to move on. We can't afford these moneymakers. We can't afford spills. We can't afford ocean acidification. We can't afford climate change. We can't afford to risk it all for oil and gas. I've read headlines that say that Cary Beach is divided on the subject of seismic testing, but we are not divided. We are united. We are united in our opposition to seismic testing. We are united in our defense of the environment. For what is the environment? It's just a word we use. That means the life support system for every person we love. We're here because we love this place. All of us. All of us except the oil and gas folks. And we're here to say no to seismic testing. Thank you.
Ethan Crouch. Ethan.
Ethan.
Oh, sleeping
down here.
Ethan. Oh,
okay. Trying to get there.
Good evening. My name is Ethan Crouch. I live at 932 Sea Ridge Lane, Carolina Beach, North Carolina. I'm also the chairman of the local chapter of Cape Fear Surfrider Foundation. We're a nonprofit organization represented by over 250,000 members worldwide. Locally here in New Hanover County, we have over 2,000 engaged volunteers and activists. But I'm not here to talk about Surfrider, and you know, everybody knows where we stand on this position. And I respect Mayor Lambeth, your personal opinion, and the other council members. I fully respect your personal opinion about this issue. But I believe that our elected leaders are elected to represent the people that put them in office. And I think it's pretty clear by the turnout tonight, the vast numbers of people in this community up and down our coast that have rallied here tonight, wearing blue, made signs, bursting out of this room to try to have their voice heard. And I implore you to listen to the people of your own community that put you into office. This isn't about personal opinion. I respect if you support offshore drilling and seismic testing. I completely respect that. But as an elected representative, I believe you're there to represent your people. And I think the people have made their voice pretty clear tonight.
Jason Kingpin.
I'm sure get the sound here. Thanks so much for having me here tonight. It's giving me the opportunity to be able to speak. Make this short and quick for everybody.
Give her your address, please.
I'm Jason Kingpin. My address is 151 Pamlico Drive, Holly Ridge, North Carolina 28445. I'm from Wilmington, been going to the beaches here with my family since I was about 11 years old. I believe it is essential that we protect our oceans and beaches. They're some of the most valuable resources we have in coastal North Carolina. These resources are the backbone of our local economy and the driving force that attract new people here to our area and businesses. Seismic surveys, such as those that are envisioned off the coast of Cary Beach, are known to be harmful to marine life, including causing deafness in whales, disturbing navigation and migratory abilities, and disrupting reproduction and driving support in commercial fisheries from the waters in this area. Furthermore, we all know that this is really just all in an effort to, and a prelude to drilling for oil and gas off of our coast. Drilling off shores of North Carolina beaches has the potential to destroy our tourism business and the character of our communities and our way of life. Back in 2011, Risal Beach passed an ordinance opposing offshore drilling and testing, and I hope Cary Beach will follow that example. If the Cary Beach Town Council wants to take a position on what direction North Carolina and the nation should be taking regarding energy and energy security, it should endorse policies that encourage the growth of renewable energies, wind, solar, ocean wave, biomass, and geothermal energies. Thank you so much for your time.
Randy Gillard.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I appreciate the opportunity to speak here tonight. I didn't expect to have to find any humor here tonight, but I did a little with the lady from Freedom Works who came all the way from Hillsborough to speak on behalf of hundreds of thousands of members, thousands of which live locally, none of whom are here. My name is Randy Gilliland. I live at 133 South 6th Avenue, Curry Beach. I come before you with a bit different background than most. I sat in your seats before. I've been a member of City Council for 8 years and 2 years as Vice Mayor of a coastal city in Virginia of about 150,000 people. I've had citizens by the hundreds come to Council upset with the decision we had made or were about to make. I do not envy you tonight, but I do empathize with your situation. I too have struggled with tough decisions, in particular how to run a local government in fiscally difficult times. I've served as chairman of our City Council Finance Committee, where I dealt with the challenging fiscal issues of how to fund critical services and maintain the quality of life that residents demand. But more specifically, I've also dealt with how to fund expensive projects, including renourishment of our beaches and storm and flood mitigation projects. The reality is that there will always be more projects than there is money. That said, not every funding solution is a good one. Seismic testing is one of those bad funding solutions. The cost to this community in terms of damaged reputation, loss of attractiveness to current residents, newcomers, tourists, and business investment is simply too great to trade seismic testing for the false hope of future revenues for beach renourishment or any other major project for that matter. The look and feel of this community, its character, its charm, will be lost if there is drilling off our shores. Seismic testing is just the first step toward drilling, the first step in destroying what we all love about this community. The great thing about being human is that when we make a mistake, when we make a bad decision, we can fix it by making a new, better decision. I know because I've done it, just sitting in a chair just like yours. I made some bad decisions while serving on council, but I never dug in my heels. I listened to what citizens wanted and changed my position to represent the majority will of the people, where moral and personal principle was not at stake.
Thank you.
There is no moral or personal principle at stake.
Your time's up.
I urge you to take the fair report.
Thank you. Elisa Cochran.
What clock?
It was two and a half minutes.
Okay. Elisa Cochran. Hello.
Jeez.
I think I even gave some people 4 minutes.
No, 3:10.
We're not going to argue over the clock, please, sir.
Well.
Thank you. Please, ma'am.
Hello, my name is Alyssa Cochran. I am a resident of New Hanover County. Seismic testing and offshore drilling may sound like a quick ticket to a booming economy and creation of jobs. In fact, the opposite is true. Sure, it may create a couple of jobs that will most likely be filled by already experienced workers brought in by the private companies that perform the surveys, but it will destroy many more jobs than it creates. The commercial fishing and tourism industries that power most coastal towns, including Curry Beach, will severely suffer. We also need to keep in mind that Curry Beach is not the only place that will be affected by this issue. Seismic testing is proposed over the entire East Coast, an area that has so far been untouched by the oil and gas industry. We have a responsibility to preserve our coast and the culture that our beach towns thrive from. This culture is mainly derived from the abundance of marine wildlife that surrounds us. Forgetting about this marine life is the easiest way to destroy our livelihood. Think of the marine life, think of your town, but most importantly, think of the future. Leaving this area devastated from oil and gas exploration will not prove to be a solid foundation for later generations. We can no longer rely on fossil fuels for energy. We should be talking about alternative energy sources that are actually sustainable and will not interfere with marine life. Another thing is that a part of the Law of the Seas and the Outer Continental Shelf Land Act states that any seismic testing or drilling that is done in federal waters, no revenue from the state, no revenue will be seen for the state. But the residents of the state will have to pay taxes on this, even though all the negative effects will fall onto us. Please impose seismic testing and offshore drilling. Thank you for your time.
Nancy, please.
My address, 228 Dapple Court, Wilmington, North Carolina.
Thank you. Nancy Bazabni. Sorry, Nancy. You can pronounce your last name when you get up here, please. Fingers are writing.
That's a hard name.
You were close. My name is Nancy Bazabni.
Thank you.
507 Jarrett Bay Drive, Carolina Beach. I'm the permit holder and volunteer coordinator for the Pleasure Island Sea Turtle Project for Carolina Beach. There's been a lot of talk here tonight about marine animals. I do want to throw my hat in the ring that it does bother me deeply that this is most likely going to have an effect on our sea turtles. Also, I am broker in charge for United Beach Vacations. My job is in the tourist industry. I'd say a good majority of the island relies on the tourist industry. People like me, our bars, our restaurants, our stores, everything here. It's very important. Seismic air gun testing is not going to bring jobs to this area. If anything, it's going to take jobs away. I heard you were looking for some facts, and I do have a fact sheet from 2003. There's a lot of good data in here about the effects of seismic surveys on animals. I'll leave this here for you to read. I can't read it all in 3 minutes, so when I'm done, I'll bring it up there to you. So the facts aside, I just want to speak from my heart. Let's just say that it may impact dolphins. It may impact whales. It may impact turtles. That's enough for me. As a citizen of this island and a voter, I do not want this to happen here. And I'm safe bet that the majority of the people in this room don't either. Please reconsider your position. Thank you.
Ben Shaw.
Hey.
Hello.
404 South Fort Fisher Boulevard. Right out there. I appreciate your time letting me speak, and I didn't really know what I was going to say. I went surfing about 20 minutes before I came in here, which seems like about 3 hours ago. However, when I was out there, I did see a dolphin. And I would feel bad if I knew that something that my town did, I live across the street from the ocean on Fort Fisher, maimed, injured, or killed that dolphin. I hope you reconsider. Thank you.
Thank you. Kayla Shaw. Is that?
Good evening. I know I may be young. I'm 9 years old, but I hope you will give me a chance and hear what I have to say. I spend a lot of time in the ocean or on the beach. I love seeing dolphins, and I've even seen a whale. It was one of the best days of my life. I hope that seismic testing off the coast. I hope that you will think again about seismic testing off our coast. I am only 9, but I see already that none of God's creatures are safe from these greedy monsters who will be just for money's sake. I love the ocean, and it's very important to me and my family. Some things just shouldn't be for sale.
Ben Shaw,
her name?
Her name's Kayla Shaw. K-A-I-L-A, Shaw, S-H-A-W. I'm Rebecca Shaw, I'm her mama, his wife.
Okay.
So I live at 404 Southport Fisher Boulevard, and I just want to voice that I, along with the majority of the town, could you please pretend like you're listening? It'd be awesome. The majority of the town that you represent oppose seismic testing, and I just urge you to think long and hard and search your soul. Are you willing to sell your soul for this? Because that's bottom line, you're selling your soul. Thank you.
Jill Dean Davenport.
Jill
Davenport. Jill.
She had to go take the kids to the field.
Okay, Stone Davenport.
She's with Stone's mom.
Okay, Eva Grayson Davenport.
She'd be with mom.
Yeah. Michael Davenport. All right. Robert. What is that? Ansaroff? Robert Ansaroff?
Or is it you?
Or maybe you. 830 Cutter Court.
Sunsworth.
I'm sorry. If you were at Bob, I didn't have. Sorry, I should put my glasses on.
That's okay, I can't read it either.
Yeah, okay. I'll feel some.
You're sideways.
Okay.
Good evening, Mayor Lambeth and the Council. My name is Robert Unworth, 830 Cutter Court. Listening to all that's been said before, I'm not going back to repeat all of it. One easy thing to follow is follow the money. Economically, it's not feasible to make any money out of seismic testing and proposals that will come after it. If anything is done in the way of drilling off the North Carolina coast to use oil or gas, we do not have the infrastructure and will not build the infrastructure that will wind up going to Virginia. Where is our money? Please reconsider the money against the seismic testing. There are alternative methods of finding what they need to know. And seismic testing, I think it's harmful. And if not, it's harmful. I'd like to know some more information about it because there seems to be way too much controversy for and against it. In other words, we need more facts. So I would not oppose going forward with it at this time.
Thank you. Adrian Ocas. Did I pronounce that right?
Ocas, yep.
Okay.
Hello, my name's Adrian Ocas, 329 Southport Fisher Boulevard. And I've lived and visited many, many beautiful places, and this is right at the top, and that includes my daughter lives in Switzerland with a view of the Swiss Alps. This is definitely the most beautiful place. When I look out my window, I see pelicans flying past, and so far none have been oil-drenched like our poor. I'm sure everybody has those born into their mind, those poor little guys in Gulf oil spill. And I remember back in 2008, John McCain, who I don't think is a politician that lies, saying we will not have another oil spill because technology has gone far past that. That, I'm sure we all know, is before the Gulf oil spill. I also heard Mary Landru, who's down in the Louisiana area, and she said, ask who got the money down there. Who got the money? Who made the money? And then, of course, there's the negative money from the spill. And I have a good quote, and this is from a New Jersey congressman named Rush Holt. I don't know him, but he is on the House Natural Resources Subcommittee that's been discussing the site testing, but then the report that people said is out the end of February. What he said was, we should not be risking our fishing and tourism industries because the energy companies want to get their hands on a quick oil buck. And I'm just going to, because everybody has said a lot of the other things I was going to say, but we think the ocean and the land is ours, but a Native American saying points out that it's not ours, we're borrowing it from our children and our grandchildren.
Thank you.
Jody Smith, I saw you here. There you go.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. My name is Jody Smith. I live at 109 North 5th Street in Carolina Beach. And I won't reiterate a lot of what's been said already, but I do just want to come tonight before you as a representative of the Pleasure Island Sea Turtle Project, where I've been the president for about 10 years and been our volunteer coordinator for Curie Beach for just about that long as well. And just wanting to reiterate the opposition that our project hopes that you'll reconsider your decision. We represent a very large number of volunteers, I would say 300 plus, not to mention thousands of Facebook followers, but we have a lot of supporters near and far, and I think I just wanted to say tonight that we really, really hope you'll reconsider.
Thank you. Craig Galbraith. Craig.
Craig Galbraith, 803 Boca Court, Curie Beach. I'm currently a professor of technology management and faculty fellow of economic development at Cameron School of Business. I hold a doctorate degree in business and economics, and also I'm a scientist and hold a graduate degree in molecular biology. I've been founder and executive of both high technology and low technology companies. As a conservative economist, I believe that decisions need to be based on facts. The first fact of this discussion tonight is that it shouldn't really be a political debate between conservatives and environmentalists. In fact, I remind people that almost every major environmental program in the U.S. right now, including the National Park System, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Land Grant and Sea Grant College Programs, the Clean Air and Water Act, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, Department of Health, Education and Welfare, and the National Institute of Health were all Republican efforts. Real conservatives do believe in proper environmental protection and regulation. Real conservatives are not no-regulation anarchists or libertarians. Second, as a conservative economist, I also believe that government should act like a business and look clearly and carefully at all the benefits and the costs before making any decision. It's a very poorly run business that pursues a new path that damages its core business. And the core business of coastal North Carolina is clearly leisure, hospitality, arts, in-migration of new residents, shipping and value-added growth businesses such as mid-manufacturing, professional services, and technology. I know very few locations that have near proximity oil extraction offshore combined with these set of industry sectors. Third, there should be no comparison about oil exploration in the Dakotas and how it has added employment in these areas. The Dakotas and similar states were declining economies, while coastal North Carolina has an expanding economy and a great economic future if managed properly. But that's not the question here. The question is getting data. And again, it is good business that at least does a detailed market research to see what the situation is before making decisions. Therefore, I support the research to update our understanding of resources if it is safe. I personally don't know if seismic testing is safe. But what I do know is that if you do decide to support seismic testing, that you need to make sure that this in no way endorses the extraction of oil. That issue remains a clear and factually, needs to be clearly and factually analyzed and debated before that particular decision. Thank you.
Thanks. Ben Veals. Ben Veals.
Ben.
See outside?
Beverly.
Sorry, Beverly.
Yes.
Looks like Ben Veals.
She's
a short board.
Yeah, okay.
Bed versus me.
I was rushing from the oncology chair to get here.
Okay, thanks.
Cool. That dude. Thank you guys for having me here today. I'm Bev Beals from 730 Settlers Lane, Curie Beach, North Carolina. There have been three meetings from the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management that I have attended in the last 3 years in regard to this particular topic of seismic testing and also sustainable energy methods in our area. I'm just curious if any of you guys have attended any of those meetings. Okay. It has been on the agenda. It has been on the dockets for other organizations for quite some time. There's quite a few faces in here that actually attended some of those meetings. And so I do have a feeling that if you guys had gone and made your stance the way that you've made it so far, that our elections in November would have been very different. To come out now is a little bit out. This is the seventh inning on this. My family and I will not be assimilated to believe that for 1 second this is a good idea. To believe that spending millions of dollars on seismic testing and damaging our environment to earn multi-billion and trillion-dollar companies more money so that we can continue to be a slave of oil is not a good idea. If you want a good investment, invest in solar, wind, and other ways to harness our natural resources in clean and sustainable ways. That's something that the Bureau of Ocean Management, Energy Management, is looking at doing. Not only having oil, but doing other methods. We are very short-sighted in thinking that oil is a profit-bearing industry when it costs us so much to our environment and our health. Yes, as so many twinge at the thought of health care, no one has given an iota about what is doing to our environment with carbon emissions and the cost to our nation and our state in health care. Asthma, heart attacks, other respiratory illnesses, cancer, all of these can be traced back to oil and the products associated with it. Let's keep us, our environment, healthy. No seismic testing. Let's not even go there. Thank you.
Al Sharpton. There he is.
Hi, my name is Al Sharp. I'm 425 North Port Fisher Boulevard. I've owned a property here for 15 years and have lived here for the last four. When we have a difficult question before us, we ask the reason why or why not. You've heard 100 reasons why not. I don't hear a prevailing reason of why. The whole idea of revenue enhancing the town's coffers is not going to come. It's clearly not. One of the problems is that council has been doing a wonderful job in terms of Curry Beach. You look around, you have all kinds of good things. No council should be defined by one divisive issue. You have more important things to do in the long-term effect of Curry Beach. So I think that you ought to reconsider this question and look at how we can make Curry Beach together and use all this energy in a positive way for our community rather than fighting against the corporate interests that would divide our community. Thank you very much.
We're going to take about a 15-minute break. Thank you.
Restroom break. Coffee break.
Mike Bender.
Bender?
Looks like Bender, B-E-N-D-R. 829 Ketch Court.
Mike Bender.
Who is it? Cool. My feet are physical. Laura Lee Canzora.
My name is Laura Lee Canzora. I live at 621 South Fifth Avenue in Curry Beach. Thank you for having us here tonight to speak our minds. I've lived on Curry Beach for 24 years. I left for a few years and decided that I needed to come home where we belong.
We've been here for so long, we've seen so many changes, and how far this island has come. When we moved here, there was nothing. I'm adamantly against the seismic testing, not just because what it can do to the environment, but the fact that people are afraid of it. They don't know enough of it. They don't know what it can do to impact us. There's not been studies, like the lady said, for 30 years. And we need more studies on this before we go forward. And definitely, if people are afraid, that's going to affect our tourism. We don't have enough info on the impact of the community, and do we want to take the risk of that impact? Mayor Lambert, as it was said earlier, how can you sign a letter without the consent of the community? You were voted in this position to be our voice, but you weren't. As the offensive comment earlier this evening for calling us animals, not appreciated. Thank you.
Sandy Capice. Did I pronounce that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. My name is Sandy Capice. I live at 603 Pelican Court in Canby. I am opposed to this seismic testing. I also really don't appreciate that the KB citizens didn't know much about this before it was approved. That really is very, very disappointing. I don't have a scientific background or an engineer background, but I do have common sense. And to destroy what's out there, the reason that we're all here, is just really stupid. I mean, I don't get it, other than money. And being the bottom line. So I really wish you'd reconsider this. More knowledge, more education about this. Let's all play a role in it, not just a few of us. And keep your use the way it is.
Joanne, and I can't read your last name, but you live at 902.
Durham.
Okay, like thank you. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Joanne Durham. I live at 902 Pelican Court in Three Beach. I came here tonight in support of all these wonderful people in the community to ask you to rescind your endorsement of the seismic testing. I imagine that you had no idea when you signed this letter the kind of turnout that there would be or the kind of opposition that there would be to this. I think so many times we do things and we need to reconsider them once we see how so many people in the community feel. I haven't lived in Three Beach that long. I've only been here as a full-time resident about a year and a half, but I, from the size of this room, imagine that you don't have this many people concerned about an issue that often. And so I really am hopeful that you will take that into account in terms of turning around an endorsement. It would also save all of us a lot of time and effort, because if you don't rescind the endorsement, then I think it's incumbent on all of us to send our own letters to all these powers that be and let them know that we really weren't represented by our mayor in this decision, and in fact we have a very different point of view. I also think it's obvious tonight that the facts aren't all in. We don't all know everything about this issue, and that makes it all the more reason why we can't just go ahead and endorse something like this that, as everyone else has already spoken to, could have a negative effect on the beautiful natural resources that we have here. And for me, it's enough that it could. I don't really need to know absolutely that it will under every circumstance, but given I don't understand why we want more oil and gas exploration in the first place, that I really can't see how this is going to benefit us. So I truly hope that you will rescind this decision, and it would save all the rest of us a lot of time and trouble. Thank you very much.
David Smith. David Smith.
I'm here, but I don't have anything to add to the forum.
All right. We appreciate it. It's 603 Pelican Street, or Pelican Court. Andrew Blum. Andrew?
Yes,
Yes. Daniel Church. No? Nancy Gazook. 1715.
Is anybody?
Benita? Is that how you pronounce it?
It's Gadzook. Okay. But I would just reiterate what many other people have said, that I hope that you reconsider your decision and listen to your constituents who are leaving the office. Thank you.
Toby Condosa. Toby. 609. Spartanburg? No. Robin Sack?
My name is Robin Sack. I live at 720 North Fort Fisher Boulevard, Cherry Beach. And this is going to be short and sweet. Anything that can hurt those beautiful creatures I see almost every morning coming out of that water, those beautiful dolphins, those little baby turtles we see working their way down to the ocean, anything that could possibly hurt them, I'm opposed to. Thank
you. David Sack.
I am David Sack, 720 North Fort Fisher Boulevard, Cherry Beach. My wife said she wasn't going to say anything, so now I have. I've heard an awful lot tonight. I've never seen such support of an issue from the town and such non-support from the council. And I would ask you to reconsider it seriously. Anyone who's talked in favor of this has been out of town. Everyone in town has opposed it. Whenever I talked to my wife, I was working up in Connecticut and commuting back and forth for 10 years. And every time I talked to her, I'd say, what's the pipe down there? She says, well, the dolphins went by just a second ago. There they go again. She says, how's it up in Stamford, Connecticut? I said, well, I think I just saw a city bus go by. I don't want to see Cherry Beach be like Stamford, Connecticut. Every day that I see dolphins out there, I still get an enjoyment. I don't know what fact or fiction is tonight. I've heard an awful lot that says the studies are not real, there's opposition both ways. All I'm asking is, I think we need to reconsider, get more information. I'd also like to know how many other towns along the eastern seaboard are opposed or in favor. We're one small town. I think we have a lot of voice, but we're one small town. What I heard very clearly was, on the west coast, it's illegal. Why is it legal on the east coast? It's the same kind of water. It should be just as illegal on the East Coast and on the Coast.
Jamie Walker. Ella Watkins. Ava Grayson. None of those people here? All right, this concludes the public comment. So we thank you for coming.
I request to speak.
Okay, you can speak.
So how many people in here read the actual letter? Did you read the last line? Can you please put it up, Nancy? I appreciate everyone for coming. Obviously, I was on the other side of the issue. And I think it is important for citizens to come to council when they feel council hasn't done the right thing, right? So I definitely appreciate that. And for the most part, I appreciate the civility of the conversation. There were a few minor things that I was unhappy with, and I'm sure people could tell my unhappiness, but in total, I would say I was fairly pleased with the civility from both sides, and I appreciate that. In December, when it came up, I told council that this wasn't an issue we should really be getting into. And I still believe that. I think that as a small beach town, a small town in general, this is a federal state issue that really, as a town, we shouldn't get into. And the letter that was actually sent, if you'll note, the first part, start on the first page, does not have the town of Curie Beach's logo on it. To me, that was very important in the discussion, or the discussion would have went much longer in December. Can you go down to the end now, the last line? Thank you. So in the last line, if you look underneath the mayor's signature, this is a form letter, by the way, which I think everyone recognized, right? I am pleased to add my name to the above letter. The mayor did not commit the town to this policy, and one of the commenters, Mrs. Joanne Durham, said about writing our own letters, I think you should write your own letters. I think you should write them to the top address, which is Mr. Tommy Boudreau, or Boudreau, however you say it. And I think you should write them to Barack Obama and Dennis McDonald and Sally Jewell and Walter Cruikshank. That's who they were sent to. The fact is that the mayor is taking a stance, which I tried to dissuade him from, but that's his right as an individual. The only reason he came to council was because about 3 years ago, he took a stance, and the council at that time said, look, Mayor, if you're going to send out letters, even in your name, using your title, you should let council know about that. And I appreciate he did that, because he could have just as easily, with no retribution, signed this letter and sent it off, and none of us would have known about it. So while I disagree with his specific policy, the fact is that he did the right thing and informed council and the citizens of what he was doing. Now, we can debate whether it's right or wrong, and obviously I think people know where I'm at on that. But the council then voted, okay, you can sign the letter. I was on the wrong side of that vote, but that's how the council works at times. Since that time, I've got emails about different things. I've gotten multiple calls from the community. Some people think I'm a great person for my position. Some people are like, why didn't you do more? The simple fact is, the mayor, just like each of us, is allowed to have an opinion. He sent a letter in his name, not on town letterhead. I still don't think the town should be involved in this issue. I don't think the town of Curie Beach should be telling the federal government, here's what we think on an issue like this. I do think the citizens should tell them what they feel. And so for each of you that haven't really read the letter, because that was a pretty small showing of hands, I encourage you to get a copy of it and look at the addresses and email or send a letter yourselves. Hopefully you've already done that. The fact is that I'm sure Mr. Eckel, if he's still here, I guess he left, right? He's very happy that a mayor of a beach town signed his letter, right? And that's his job, right? For you guys not liking his job, that's his job. But it's still, in the end, one person writing a letter. There's no resolution from the town, and as far as I know, there's not going to be. There's not one on the agenda, one way or the other. A great question from one of the other members of the public was, how many beach towns have weighed in on this issue? I don't know, but I only think one has in New Hanover County, and that's Riceville Beach, and they're on the other side of it. They actually, I think, did a resolution. Carolina Beach is here tonight watching the discussion. And I think that's appropriate as well. They're smart for doing that, so maybe they can avoid the pain we just got to go through. So, you know, my position to my fellow council members is, just like it was in December, I don't believe it's appropriate for the council to weigh in on a federal issue. I do believe it is appropriate for the citizens of Curie Beach to weigh in on the issue. And so what I encourage you as the citizenry is to weigh in on the issue. Right. So just like I said in December, I am opposed to any resolution from the town on this issue. I know that's not what most people out there want to hear, right? So if you came thinking I was a great guy, now you don't. And I'm fine with that. The fact is that we have to work with the state and federal government and our other beach communities on a lot of issues. This is not one that we should be weighing in on. I said that in December, and I'll say it now. The mayor, as an individual, can weigh in. That's why this is not on town letterhead. That is why this doesn't say the town of Curie Beach if you read the letter. In the form letter it says we a lot, but we is the America's Energy Forum. At the bottom of the letter it clearly says, and I made sure that I looked at that when I read it in December, I am pleased to add my name. It doesn't say my council supports this. It doesn't say my town supports this. Yes, he used his title. Okay, council allowed him to do that. But the letter clearly says my name. And that's where I am on the issue.
Could you explain why you don't think it's appropriate to take a stand?
Sure. Because I don't think that we have any way in as the council has a beach town on this issue. It's a federal issue. Just like I don't think the council as a council should weigh in on abortion or weigh in on voting rights or weigh in on a whole bunch of issues. That's my personal belief, right? The town council of the town should operate in the space of the local community. We should set taxes. We should make parking fees. We should work to get financing for beach renourishment. There's a whole bunch of issues that operate in the local level. But I think it's not the position of the council to operate on state and federal issues as the council. I think the citizens should do their job. Just like I think that the citizens should look at the agenda for the council before the council meets, because this was on the agenda, which is put out 4 days before the meeting by our good town workers. And you can get it online, so it's not like it would be hard for any citizen to look and see issues that are important to them coming up. This is the best turnout I've ever seen in a council meeting. But we talk about all kinds of issues that affect you guys. This issue, while it's very important to you and very passionate, and I appreciate the multiple phone calls to my house to please make sure I was here, even though I'm always here, I even moved the meeting so I could be here. You know, I appreciate that. But there's a whole bunch of issues that we vote on up here that citizens should be involved in. And I appreciate the citizen that said we're doing a pretty good job in the whole scheme of things, right? But, you know, this is not the only issue where citizens come after the fact upset. We post our agenda before the meeting so people can look at it and decide if there's an issue on the agenda they should be here for. This was on the agenda. No one added it at the end, unlike an email I saw that said we were being dirty or underhanded, nor like the woman that was on the news last night that said, oh, we're doing stuff behind closed doors. Now, having said that, I do think council should think very strongly about when we're moving people around on the agenda. I appreciate all you for listening to all the other work that the town does in your name. And I think we should talk about that separately at another time with council. But I think the agenda is set with plenty of time for people to look at it and see if they should be here. And the only person that spoke at the December meeting was in favor for signing that letter. One person. I think the rest of the audience was kind of lost and stunned, kind of like I sort of was, because, you know, I said some stuff and I didn't get a lot of audience participation. But the one person that spoke was Gabby Krause. I don't know if he's here. And he said it seemed like an okay thing to do. So, you know, you're exactly right. This is your town. But the mayor does get to express his personal opinion. And please read the whole letter. At the bottom, that's what that is. Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say, believe it or not, I agree with you.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. Thanks.
I agree with
you. It's okay if you don't. I'll follow that.
Yeah, everything you said except for one thing.
Okay.
I 100% agree that each and every one of you and each and every one of us in this room have a right to our personal opinion. Okay. And I hope that we all will write Washington and everybody else.
I hope you do.
But the one problem that I had with what you said, and the main reason that I'm in an uproar and here tonight, was because the letter was signed as mayor of the town of Curie.
Okay, that's his title.
He had signed it, Dean Lambert, so-and-so address, Curie Beach, North Carolina. I probably would not be here tonight. But that's what bothered me. Now, if Dean would be so kind as to rewrite that letter and take off mayor of town of Curie Beach, I have no problem with that, and I will shut up about it.
Ma'am, I am fine with your opinion. You know, I certainly understand it. He is the mayor, and he's allowed to use the title.
He is, but
I understand.
It just doesn't seem ethical on such a topic that of national significance, and that so many people have an opinion one way or the other.
I understand, ma'am.
I don't know.
I understand.
But I mean, I personally say, you know, all of us are welcome to our opinion. But that's what started the whole thing.
I understand. No, I'm glad you came. I encourage you to come to more meetings, all of you. That's all I have to say.
Yes, sir.
How many people were at that meeting where you said one person voted or said?
About a third of as many as this, maybe less, maybe a quarter,
four, five.
No, there were more than five people here. There were more than five people here, Emily. There were more than five people.
If I may comment, it seems as though that this council was hoping that nobody would show up to the meeting tonight, and that person from the American Petroleum Institute would be the only one talking.
I don't know that council was hoping that. I wasn't hoping that. I fully expected in December and told all these guys that there was going to be a lot of people here. That's why I was against it in December.
There was actually a concerted effort to get both sides of the story out so people could pay attention and glean whatever facts you can. I mean, like many of you said, you can listen to the same data, and some people say it's green, some people say it's red. You can make your own decision. That was the reason. Excuse me. Hold on.
Excuse me.
That was the reason to have you speak after the individuals. It wasn't to be unethical or to squash the First Amendment, like I saw some emails. It was to give information. In my professional career, I have never been to a meeting where you talked before you reviewed the information. So if you would bear with us on some of these things, we really do want to represent you well.
Dan?
Wasn't there, I just heard this, and I may be wrong, wasn't there at that meeting a motion to hold a hearing or allow people to talk before the letter went out and it was voted down? Was there any, is that just...
No, that's what I said we should do in my discussion.
That's what David and I would have liked to have done. But
okay. Well, that's, I didn't make a motion, but I did say that was the appropriate thing because I thought it was going to go a different way.
Anything else come before this council?
Could I make one last comment?
Mm.
May I?
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to thank all of you for coming tonight, regardless of which side of the issue that you're on. I'm just so glad to see you get involved in a government process. I mean, this right here in front of you, this is democracy at its best. And like David said, I have never seen a council meeting with this much participation, and it's because of every one of you. Now, earlier today, I spent a while talking to the wife of a gentleman who used to be one of our very best volunteers, and asked her if she and her husband were coming tonight, and she said, "Oh no, we don't do that anymore. Nobody ever listens to you. They just have their own opinion, and they don't ever want to hear ours." Well, let me tell you, that's not always true. We are listening to you. And whether it goes your way or not, I only have just one short advice for you from somebody that I have loved and respected for so many years, and that is, don't give up. Don't ever give up. Thank you.
Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I got one. We skipped over the inclement weather plan.
Excuse me.
So, sorry. So New Hanover and City of Wilmington government offices are to close Tuesday due to weather. So that's what I just got from the email service. Request to give Arlen as the acting town clerk the authority to close based on weather tomorrow morning if he needs to close early. And to open late on Wednesday.
I didn't think it was supposed to be bad weather until after lunch.
I know, close early. Close early. Okay. So I make a motion to give Arlen permission to close Town Hall early based on road travel conditions and to open late on Wednesday based on travel conditions.
A second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Arlen, you have it, sir. Make a motion to close it.
Make a motion to close the session. Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Thank you.
Thank you.